Divine Law versus Human Law. Ellen G. White. The law of God is the only rule of rectitude. Those who are loyal to that law will not be found transgressors of the law of their country, unless the lawmakers shall exceed their rights and enact laws in opposition to the law of God. Then God must be obeyed. If ye love me, says Christ, keep my commandments. The world may set up its standards and maxims, and governments may enact laws, but if they are counter to the law of Jehovah, the Christian must necessarily be loyal to God, whatever may be the consequences. The Christian is in the world, but not of the world. He is to represent the character of God in obedience to his holy, just, and good law. Daniel was a noble statesman, but his best service to Babylon was his unswerving integrity in the worship of God. In spite of the king's decree, he prayed 3 times a day with his window open towards Jerusalem and made no compromise with an idolatrous nation. Christian responsibility. Great is the responsibility of the Christian world. All heaven is looking down upon those who claim to be Christians and have the Bible, and yet are not searching the Word that they may find out what is truth. By precept and example, they are teaching the world to transgress God's holy law and to ignore the seventh-day Sabbath, which He has blessed and hallowed and declared to be His holy day. Oh, that the vast army of professed Christians would teach men to shun the example of Adam, who, by transgression, opened the floodgates of woe on our world. But with this example before them, and all its dreadful consequences, they continue to transgress. They have set the world on the wrong track. They lead sinners away from the path of obedience to God's word into false paths. They might have been a power for good, but what a responsibility will they have to meet in that day when every man shall receive as his works have been. We as Seventh-day Adventists have no apology to make to the world for daring to stand for the right. Christ says to his people, "Ye are the light of the world." They are set as light-bearers on the way to heaven. They are to reflect to the world the light shining upon them from Christ. Their life, character, and teaching should be such that through them the world will get a right conception of Christ and of His service. They are here to lead men from the condemnation of sin to loyalty to God. And what is sin? Let the Word of God answer. Sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. What does Christ say of the law? Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verse 17 to 20. Are those who claim to be following the example of Christ voicing his words and practicing them in their lives? Is it not time to awake to duty? A tested people. God's people are to be tested by the divine law. The right arm may have to be severed, the right eye to be taken out. Not that the body should be mutilated and the members dissevered, because this would not reach the soul malady, which lies deep. But the things that hinder spiritual growth, that lead to disobedience to God and separation from Him, must be given up, even though they have been cherished till they are as dear as the right arm or the right eye. But though a tested and tried people, Christians need not be unhappy. Even here they may have the joy of communion with Christ. They may have the light of His love. the perpetual comfort of His presence. Every step in life may bring us closer to Jesus, may give us a deeper experience of His love, and may bring us one step nearer the blessed home of peace, which Christ is preparing for His obedient, trusting people. And what a home that is! Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. In keeping the commandments of God, there is great reward. Reader, which will you obey, the human law or the divine?